I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. Of the 530 refugees who arrived in the New Haven region last year, more than 270 were children. Many are nearing the end of their first year in a U.S. school. A local arts organization has partnered with the region's resettlement agency to create a special afternoon violin program for the young refugees. I recently visited a class. The regular school day is over, and it's time for violin class to begin. A girl is leading her peers in the helicopter game. They're practicing how to place a violin bow on the string.
Helicopter up.
She gently brings the bow down.
Landing.
And it's time to start making music. Students in this class range in age from 8 to 14, and all are refugees from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Somalia. Their teacher turns now to a technique called pizzicato. As the children pluck the open strings on their instruments, she begins to play a tune. Teacher Yaida Matikubova is a senior resident musician with Music Haven. The program provides free musical instruments, one-on-one lessons, and group ensemble coaching, plus trips to concerts, all without charge, to more than 75 low-income students in New Haven. Matikubova says the idea for this class began when Music Haven students learned that refugee families were being resettled in New Haven.
When we heard about refugees fleeing from their homeland, going by foot, trying to escape the war zone, the conversation was brought up in our class. And initially, the kids are the ones who started the idea of wanting to meet the refugees and possibly play music for them.
My name is Nurhan, and I am 12 years old, and I am from Iraq.
How long have you been here?
1 year. I like music, and I like to play with the instrument.
And tell me about your teacher.
I love her. She is smiling. Even we are making mistakes, she is smiling.
The program aims to help refugee children make new connections. It may also help them academically, psychologically, and socially. James Catterall is emeritus professor at UCLA and director of the Centers for Research on Creativity.
That deep engagement and liking for what they're up to makes a real difference. And I can imagine for a refugee population having a haven's a pretty good word. It's a place for the children to sort of emotionally and physically hang out and enjoy themselves and enjoy music. So that's a start.
Music also benefits spatial reasoning, and that may help in learning a new language. Back in class, teacher Matikubova encourages her students to sing.
We are learning music from just simple tunes from Syria or Afghan melodies, as well as Twinkle, Twinkle Little Star.
Now I stand to take a ball, one and two and three, dance, ha!
Excellent. My name is Ahmed, I am 14 old, I am from Syria. I like to play violin because you can learn more English and everything.
Ahmad Al-Zawabi, his sister Noor, and their family recently arrived in New Haven. Noor says her brother practices his violin diligently.
Every day I listen for him because I think the music language, all the world understand this language. So I very like that my brother learn violin or learn anything about music.
Teacher Yaida Matikubova was born in Uzbekistan and came to the U.S. at age 16 with a backpack and her violin. She says she understands the kinds of social challenges these young people face.
And when I first came here, I didn't know the language and I didn't know the culture. And it took me some time to learn. And I find that through music, it brings us together and we can really embrace and rely on that in the times when it's more difficult.
Matikubova says she hopes the classes will help to instill in these young refugees a love of music, a feeling of belonging, and a greater sense of confidence about their place in the world. Diane Orson, WNPR News.